Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Greetings, 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 greetings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, I am the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia K.
Bless his whole name. I am
We have Karen Smith Abrams live. Almasi coming to you live. I'm just so excited about what God is doing in the house today. Today, we're going to talk about how God listens to the voice of a man. Amen. As he asks for time to win a battle. And Joshua will be coming from the book of Joshua chapter 10, and I'll read it in its entirety. And I'm just so excited about what God, you know, is doing for not only myself, but also for you as we move forward in this dispensation of time. Amen. God listens to the voice of man as he asks a petition, and therefore it was done for him. And you know, we also see in the same scripture in the context that he actually won the battle. It's just absolutely amazing if we just take our time to just exalt God at all times, you know. And I'm just really, this morning I got up really early and just started my day just worshiping God and just praising him and thanking him for his goodness and his mercy, because his mercy endured forever to all generations. It's just really good to praise the Lord. It's good to know that we have an awesome God that loves us and he cares for us. And I just know it for myself. You know, it's one thing to hear that somebody else knows about God, but to know God for yourself is just another awesome, awesome thing. Amen. And I'm so grateful that, I can just, you know, just give a testimony to the glory of God and to be a part of God's glory in all that he does and all that he say to me, you know, each and every day. Really, really excited about what God is doing in my life and also in your life. I pray for you as you go forward in this day. We're preparing for upcoming Valentine's Day. You know, I know a lot of people are into love and, you know, celebrating the one that they love and their true love and all of this good stuff. And, you know, it's really good to love the one true and living God. It is he, God, who has made us, and it's he, God, that has formed us and fashioned us into every aspect, you know, of our lives. And so if we just take the time to just find God today, you know, it says the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And, you know, it's just I just think it's just so wonderful, you know, to just be in the presence of the Lord and all that we do and all that we say. I'm just really excited to be a part of today's broadcast and broadcasting the word of God over the World Wide Web. And I just really want to thank many companies that has, you know, recognized some of the things that I've done, you know, in glorifying God. You know, for me, it's just, you know, just the glory of God in what I do. It's praising him and blessing his holy name, you know. And I make no apologies for, you know, this. I just love him and all that he has done for me in every way and in every day. He's just an awesome God. And to be able to know that I was one of the chosen vessel, one of his chosen vessels, to be able to expound the word of God, you know, in my life, you know, all of my life, you know, God was always with me, you know, from birth until now, and it's still my destiny is in future before, beyond the time of times, you know, God is going to be with me, and I'm just so grateful, and just it's an awesomeness to know God for yourself, you know, it's like many people want to celebrate God in many things, and sometimes they want to ignore God and just do things on their own. But I'm so grateful that I have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, to want to serve him, to want to lift him up, and want to exalt his name in everything that I do and everything. So I'm so excited about today's broadcast as we talk about, you know, Joshua. Joshua chapter 10 is where we're coming from. And we're going to read it in its entirety. But the thing about it is, you know, what does Joshua chapter 10 have to do with you today, and what does it have to do with me? Well, the encouraging part is that Joshua, you know, commanded God's hand. He asked God for something, and God immediately delivered it. And so that is an exciting part where it's relevant to you and I that we can ask God of a thing. We can command God's hand. And he says so in his word. One of the things he says, prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you'll not have room enough to receive it. But what struck me this morning when I opened my Bible, you know, this was the Bible given to me by my son on my birthday last year. And, you know, it just, I opened up the scriptures in my prayer. I was like, Lord, when I open up the scriptures, I want to, you know, hear your voice, you know. So when I open up the Bible, he said, do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you. And I was like, wow, I was taken by that. And then my eyes just dropped down really quickly, and I saw the sun stand still over Gibeon, and the moon in the valley of Ajalon, and so the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies, you know. And I was like, man, that was a powerful scripture. So I went all the way and I read the whole thing from Joshua 10, verse 7, and, you know, through all the way to verse 20, I think, and then I just went back and I went to my King James Version, you know, the Bible that I've had for many, many years has totally fallen apart. But I just love the poetry of the reading of how it flows. It's just really, you know, because I was raised in it, you know, you get used to what you're accustomed to, you know. But I go back to that, the King James Version. And the old King James Version, the authorized version of the King James Version. And I like reading it. So I started reading it from verse 1. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go online today and broadcast this, you know, because it's like, it's not the first time that I've read this on the air, on radio and television, video, you know, whichever, you know. But it's just the mere fact that God's word is new every morning. It's new every day. I read this before, but it just came to me so profoundly today. I wanted to share it with you, my joy of reading. And it's an encouraging word today. It's very encouraging. And so let us pray as we begin today's broadcast. Father God, I thank you so much for this day, for this is the day that thou hast made, and I truly, Lord God, shall rejoice and be totally glad in the day that you've made for me to rejoice in you. I just thank you, Lord God, for this another divine opportunity to worship you and to bless your holy name. I truly appreciate you and reverence you, Lord God, every day of my life. And Lord God, just ignite my voice today, you know, just I pray that I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every word that come out of my mouth, Lord God, to sanctify my lips, Lord God, and purify my tongue and my voice, Lord God, that it will resound, Lord God, into the atmosphere, and that you, Lord God, get all the glory and all the praise and all the honor from what I say out of my lips and as I exalt your holy name. Oh God, and that your people will hear, you know, thus says the Lord, and then they'll have some understanding, you know, in their own way. They'll take from these scriptures what is spoken into their own way of thinking, their own thought pattern and processes, and they'll decode it and encode it and, you know, regurgitate it back to deliver an awesome day for them, you know, with your words just covering them and as they go forward. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So it said in chapter 10 of Joshua, and as I read, it says, now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king. So he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city and as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Verse 3 says, wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jamut, and unto Zaphi-Galatish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it had made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel, right? So the thing is, these nations right here, as we mentioned, the kings and their kingdoms and the cities and so forth, they were not, Joshua had no problem with these people, right? Right? But you understand, when the last time I spoke to how Joshua and his people never spoke to God about these, a group of people that came and basically beguiled them and told them that they were from a far country and so forth. And anyway, this is how Gibeon became servant of Joshua, right? And so it's really, understand that the war was not against Joshua or against Israel. It was against Gibeon, right? So, and why was Gibeon in peril? It was because they made league with Joshua in Israel, you know, lie that they told, you know, that they were from a far country and stuff like that. And they had to then, you know, for the rest of their lives, be the water bearer and the wood, take care of wood. You know, that was the, that's what they, and to this day, they still do those things. You know, they're carvers of wood, you know, and servants of Joshua, right? And so because of this pledge now, instead of Joshua destroying them because they lied to them, but it was Joshua and the elders' fault because they didn't talk to God first. You know, like, who are these people that should be joined with them? They didn't talk to God first. So we got to always remember that we got to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness at all times, because you just never know, you know. You're making a pact with somebody, and it's not God's best for you. It's not God's perfect will for your life. You know, they look good and they sound good, but they're not any good for you, but you don't know it. But if you seek first the kingdom of God, God will, you know, really open up your mind to know whether you should go there or not. Or the elders, you and the elders will reason together. You and the elders and the counselors will reason together. Am I supposed to join with these people on this particular, you know, path, you know? Always, always, always have to seek the Lord. So anyway, so here we come now that the king of another nation heard that Gibeon had joined with Israel, and because of that, he now called out on five other kings. I believe a total of five. The first guy and Ebron, and then Piram, and the king of Jarmuth, and unto Zaphi, the king of Lachish, and unto Deborah, the king of Eglon. The five. So the guy that's upset, plus the other four, the guy that was over Jerusalem, right? So this is how Joshua got to acquire these territories. You understand? So let's continue to read as we move into this. So he asked those men, verse 4, Joshua chapter 10, he says, come up with me and help me that we may smite Gibeon, for it had made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. And you got to understand, the reason why they made peace was because Joshua was destroying everything. You understand? God was with him. And he was not taking any captives. This is literally destroying, you know, nations as we move forward with the power of God. He and his force is going forward. Just speaking first God, and it's moving, you know. And so they were just destroying and taking captive the land, you know, dominating, you know. And God was with them, and nobody was able to stand before Joshua. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like Saul, who, you know, God gave the priest the commandment to tell Saul what to do for his people, and Saul decided to do his own thing and be disobedient. And you can't do that. Saul ended up losing his kingdom. And you know, David, who was true to God, God raised him up, okay? So anyway, Joshua took the realm of authority and warfare of in the time of Moses, amen? And he was one of the greatest generals, I would say, you know? You know, he's a military person, you know? And as a military person, they totally destroy things, you know, for the nation or for their king or for, you know, so the territory that they would control will belong to God, right? That's what all Joshua was about. So Gideon wanted to make peace with the fierce guys. You know, they didn't want them to come and take them over. They just noticed that he already took over Ai, which is another great nation, you know, in that territory at that time. So Gideon was like, okay, let's talk to the guy. So they went and they beguiled him. They came in wolf's clothing or sheep's clothing or whatever, wolves in sheep's clothing. They were deceptors. And so anyway, they made peace. But then when they made a pact with Joshua, you got to understand this. But if you don't understand why this is so important, when someone make a pact with God through one of his vessels, his man or woman of God, someone make a pact with me, they're making a pact with God. But all I'm about is God's business. I'm not about anybody else's business. I am not even about my own business. I'm just totally about 100% sold out to God and everything that God stands for. So when I make an agreement with someone to do something, you're making an agreement with God, because God's word will never fall to the ground. And if I'm saying, yes, I'm going to go with you, that means God is with me and God is with you. God is with us, and we're going to be okay, right? That's why the people were very upset with Gideon. They were upset because now they're with a force of people that they know that God is with them, right? He didn't want to go after Gideon by himself, so he went after Gideon with other people that he joined with. They drank with, they, you know, did different activities together, different nations, and they wanted help. So he figured, if I get more people, we definitely can defeat Gideon, right? So anyway, verse 5, it says, therefore the five kings of the Amorites and the kings of Jerusalem and the kings of Ebron and the king of Jarmuth and the king of Lachish and the king of Eglon gathered themselves together and went up, and they and all their hosts and encamped before Gideon and made war against. And the men of Gideon sent unto Joshua to the camp of to the Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand, for thy servants come up to us quickly and give us help, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. Amen. Wow. Ain't that something? Wow, so they were able to, you know, now get help from Joshua. Now, since they were servants of Joshua, Joshua had every authority to protect them. You know, he had every right. He's in his legal rights to protect them. Okay, so what Joshua did in verse 7, it says, so Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And that's how I, you know, when I look at the word of God, it just, you know, encourages me, you know, as a warrior, because I am, you know, not only a warrior in the kingdom of God, you know, in the natural realm, but also in the spiritual realm, right? But also as a woman of God and bless his holy name. So what I'm saying to you is this. Joshua went after these people that came after Gibeon, all right? So it says verse 8 of Joshua 10, it says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not. I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee," right? So what I'm saying is that's how I feel when, you know, if at any time, you know, because I'm a warrior, if at any time I would be called to go into battle, even at, you know, the age that I am now, because I'm older, right? Even now, if I'm called by the President of the United States of America, who I represent, right, who I will fight for this nation, right? If I'm called into battle, I know God is with me, right? Because it would have been He, God, who would have opened that opportunity for me to go forward. Right? And so with that, everybody's going to be behind me. Everybody. Because they already know how I am when I was little youth, you know, at 18. You know, they already know how I was when the first person called for. They already know how I am. So they already know they're going to be right behind me as I go forward, you know, seeking first the kingdom of God as we go into this battle, into protecting whoever the United States says we have to protect. So you know what I'm saying? Because we have a league with these people, like NATO, you know what I'm saying? We'll go with them, protecting them, because God is with me. And it doesn't matter what my rank is. Trust me, God is with whichever battalion that I'm in. God is going, that battalion is going to take control of everything that's going to go down in that war. I'm telling you, you know, and I get excited when I read the word of God, and it's just an encouragement for me, and it should be an encouragement for you. That God is with you. Verse 8 says, "Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee." No one can stand against me. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl. Amen. I'm just like that, you know. I you know, it's a matter of fact. I make no apologies when I stand for God's word and God's word and God's word. That's all I stand for, is the word of the living God. Amen. Verse number 9 says, "Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up to Gilgal all day, all night. And the Lord discomforted before Israel, and he slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goes up to Beth Horon and smote them to Azeth and unto Makkedah. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them in Azekiah, and they died. There were more which died with hailstone than they children of Israel slew with the sword." See, when God fights your battle, you don't have to worry about a thing. God can say, "Just stand still. You just stand right there and let me deal with this." And he will, and you'll actually see with your eyes the destruction of the wicked. You don't have to do anything. So the battle is not yours in the first place. The battle belongs to God. And everything in all your life, which is you going to and fro and all of that, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and God, he, God, shall direct your path." You know, you're not holier than thou. It's just you reading what God's word says. You know, just being you. Just be you. Just stand still. Because if it belongs to you, it belongs to you, and no one can take it from you. Whatever it is that you're going after, whatever you sought for, and if you inquired of the Lord, and you petitioned the Lord, and, you know, you prayed for it, and you fasted, and all of that good stuff, if it belongs to you, no one can take it from you. Understand that. So it says here, verse 12, that Then Joshua, he spoke. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, all of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, right? That's the people, that's the nation that were the servants of Joshua in Israel, right? He said to the son to stand right over there, right over that nation, because why did he say that? Before he said any further, he said, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon, okay? Stand down there. And so the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. I mean, literally, amazingly, the voice of Joshua to God in a prayer, he spoke audibly and loudly that the elements of the moon and the sun stopped. The earth stood still. And it's kind of really amazing if you understand the earth rotates, you know, on its axle all the time. But everything stopped. You know, it's just everything stopped. That means not only did the moon stood still and the sun stood still, but the earth still stood still too. And all the other planets. Look at that. How powerful is the voice of man when he speaks to God? God heard the voice of man. God listened to the voice of man. God hears your voice. He listens to you. But God was so, Joshua was just so into God, and he saw, from youth, how Moses, you know, how God dealt with Moses and all the miracles. You know, so he was growing into this stuff. By the time he took the rein from Moses, the mantle was passed over to him. Be strong and be encouraged, be thou courageous, and all that stuff. He had to go into battle, but he had just this assurity that God is going to deal and take care of him. He was so confident that he just spoke the word. He didn't go down on his knees and prayed. He saw what God did. He saw what God did with the hail. Now, you guys, right now, we can look at the natural disaster of what's happening in the world. Today, on Monday, Turkey and Syria was hit with this massive earthquake, 7.8 on the Richter scale. Understand what I'm saying? You see that, wow, all these people died. Like, they weren't expecting that. The plates, you know, of the earth shifted and went up, you know, and they said that, you know, this thing may go on in another aftershock and another aftershock and another aftershock, you know, from up to a year maybe. That's what they're predicting. See, that's nature. That's a God thing. God can open up the earth. Amen. God can open up the earth and people can go down in it. We've seen it over and over and over again. When Moses said, if you're for God, come on this side. If you're not for God, stay over there. And the earth opened up and swallowed up the people who were not for God. You understand? I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I mean, my condolences to everyone that has lost their loved ones. I'm telling you, it's just a total disaster that's going on there in Turkey and Syria. You know, I'm not saying I don't have a heart. I'm not saying that. I'm just giving you an illustration of how powerful is our God. How powerful is our God. The hailstone during this time, during this season, was an instrument that was used to fight a battle, and God was in the hailstone. The hailstorm and the stone, that's basically the elements of the heat and the cold coming together and forming a rock, which was like ice, but it came from the air, from the clouds, the sky. It was a hailstorm, came from the clouds. then it was over Gibeon, and it was destroying just the enemy. It didn't destroy anyone in Gibeon. It didn't destroy any of the Israelites or Joshua them. It was destroying the enemy, those five people, the five kingdoms that came against Gideon. Gibeon, okay? And it says that God slew more people than Joshua and his men of war, with the sword than what they did with the sword. You understand what I'm saying? So when God is with you, you don't have to worry about anything. I, as a priest, you know, in the army of God, I don't worry about anything. People say stuff about me because I'm not perfect. I make error. But I'm telling you, don't even talk my name, man. Because, see, God, he's at no respecter of people. Somebody say my name out of turn or twist it up and stuff, I see stuff happen to them. And then I hear about it from their own mouth. And then I have to pray for them. Lord God, ease up. Please, Lord God, forgive them, for they don't know what they're dealing with or who they're dealing with or who they're dealing with. I belong to God. And so any nation that comes against the United States of America, I'm just saying, I'm going to put a warning out there. You know, if they would call me into battle, put me back in uniform, put the stars on my shoulders, because I will need to lead the battle and to win. I have to be the commander of it. I can't be, you know, way in the background. But even if I'm in the way in the background, you know, no striper, please, God will propel me up to the front. You understand? Oh, my God. To win the battle for this nation. So I don't think anybody should worry about, as long as I'm alive. I told one of my attorneys, you know, he said, what should you tell the prime minister, you know? He was talking about the prime minister of Israel at the time. We were sitting down reading together. I said, I'm here, and I got him, and I'm praying for him. He's going to be okay, you know? And he's like, okay. That's all I said in the conversation. You understand? Because, I support God's people, you know? And I'm a Christian. I support Israel. I support the people that love God, you know? The people who guard the word of God, you know? The people God gave to write God's word. You know, men write down his word and his precepts so I could read it, so I could study it, and so forth. Amen? I have no problem with any other people or any other nation or any other race that thinks of God in their own way. That's fine. What I'm saying is, when it comes to the children of Israel, I'm there for them. You know, when it comes to the nation of the United States of America, I am there with God, whether we're in error or not. But I pray that America will seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and turn from their wicked ways so that we can win every battle. Amen. So God says, hear our prayers, and we win. When we're out of order and out of sort and in disobedience, God, you know, man, you tie God's hand up and you tie the priest's hands up. You know, he'll let your enemy captivate you. Let me continue with the word of God, okay? So anyway, verse number 14, let's go back to 13. So the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Dasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about the whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned and all Israel with him unto the camp of Gilgal. But these five kings fled, and they hid themselves in the cave of Makkedah. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in the cave of Makkedah. And Joshua said, roll down great stones upon and set men by it for to keep them, and stay not, but pursue after your enemy and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities, and all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Megiddo in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, open the mouth of the cave and bring out the five kings unto me out of the cave. And they did so and brought forth those five kings and the king of Jerusalem and the king of Hebron and the king of Jarmuth and the king of Lachish and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the neck of these kings. And they came near, and they put their feet upon the neck of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Amen. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do in and to all your enemies against whom ye fight. And afterward Joshua smote them and slayed them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging above the eland. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hidden, and laid great stone in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. Amen. And that day Joshua took Megiddo, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof he utterly destroyed them and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain, and he did to the king of Megiddo as he did unto the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Megiddo and all Israel with him unto Libnah and fought against Libnah, and the Lord delivered it also and the king thereof into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho. And Joshua passed from Libnah and all Israel with him unto Lachish, and encamped against it and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hands of Israel, which took it on the second day and smote it with the edge of the sword and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done to Libnah. Then Horam, the king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him and none remained in. And Lachish, Joshua passed unto Eglon and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it. And they took it on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword. And all the souls that were therein, he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. And Joshua went up from Eglon and all Israel with him unto Hebron, and they fought against it. And they took it and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein, he left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly, and all the souls that were therein. And Joshua returned all Israel with him to Deborah and fought against it, and he took it, and the kings thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. And he left none remaining as he had done to Hebron. So did he to Deborah and to the king thereof as he had done also to Libnah and to her king. So Joshua smote all the country of the hills and of the south and of the Vale, and of the springs, and of all their kings. They left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon, and all these kings, and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. God bless the reading of his holy word. Amen. So today is a great day, and I just pray for you. I pray that you were encouraged with the word of God. God's word stands. It's its own commentator, its own commentary. God's word back up his own words. Amen. So there's no word that I can say except the actual word of God and just repeat it over and over again. Because it's a word that you win with. So, you know, if you're getting ready to, you know, be in any battle of any kind, as long as God is with you, as long as you keep seek first the kingdom of God, as long as you're keeping God's commandments, his statutes, and all of his judgments found in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and chapter 6, and also Exodus chapter 20, you keep first those things, loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your spirit, with all your power, with all that you are. You know, just be about his business. God is going to take care of everything that you are concerned. He said, be not dismayed. Be not fear. God is not mocked. He's not a respecter of persons, you know. As long as you do what he says in his word, you can, call him back on his own word. You know, every word that is written in the word of God is a promise that belongs unto you. So I'm telling today, as we move forward, as we prepare ourselves for Valentine's Day, I send out a little invitation of everyone to meet with me this coming Valentine's Day. I hope you got that invitation. I haven't gotten out to everyone, but I pray that those who have received it will come to meet me and greet and just fellowship together as you love upon your significant other, your husband, your wife. I pray that you just love life and enjoy one another, just set aside time. When I was in elementary school, we used to, you know, buy little candies for friends and little cards, you know, and we give it out during class time, you know. But I just pray everyone will send for that love. Valentine was a man's name. It's actually a man named Mr. Valentine. But it evolved into a day of love, and with flowers, you know, and red flowers and candies and dark chocolate and cards and, you know, it's a time to celebrate each other. You love someone, you know. So if you love God, you know, say you don't have a husband or, you know, a wife, you know, a spouse, you know, just love upon God, you know, let God be your Valentine, you know, because that one of the greatest commandments is to love God, you know. It's the first commandment, to love God, you know. So this let God be your Valentine, you know what I'm saying? You don't have a human being with flesh, you know, give up props to God, you know. He loves that, you know. I do that for Father's Day. I give him a card, you know. Because my natural father is no longer here on this earth, you know. So I give, you know, God, my heavenly father, Father's Day card, you know. So I think I'm going to go out to Walmart and get me a Valentine's Day card to give up to God, you know what I mean, and to my husband. I have a natural husband here on earth, thank God. I love each other this upcoming holiday weekend, Valentine's weekend. It's Valentine's is the 14th, all right. So the weekend is the, you know, the 12th, the 11th and the 12th is the weekend. So enjoy the love of your life, you know, and enjoy your day today. Bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace a path that surpasses all understanding as we keep our minds and our hearts stayed on him. Please, if you have any questions about the Word of God, please do not hesitate to email me at mkspcg1@gmail.com. And I've been saying this for many, many years. How many years I've been broadcasting? But I haven't got one email from anybody. But somehow, it's just amazing. People find me on, you know, the YouTube thing or whatever, you know. And I don't even give out this, you know, this email address that it's connected to. It's just absolutely amazing. Oh, they find me on the LinkedIn, you know. I've got so many people there. And then, you know, people, 95 million people viewing me on the Google, the films that I do or the pictures that I take. It's just craziness, man. It's absolutely amazing. But I just thank God for each and every one of you. We have over 100 countries now. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. It just blows my mind. Let me see if I can. Each time I say I want to give props out to the countries that we're connected with, let me see if I can feed them some of the names I can just call out and just send, you know, blessings unto you. Want to pray for everyone again that is impacted there in Turkey and Syria. I did talk about that briefly in the broadcast. Such great devastation, 7.8 on the Richter scale on this Monday. But we want to pray for them and all the people that are going to help them. We pray for them and their families that they're safe during all that rubble. You know, somebody can get injured. We pray for total safety as those rescuers go to help. And, you know, those that are saved, we pray for them to heal quickly. Amen. So, okay, we have the United States of America, of course, which I'm here, hey? And we have a lot of people listening in America throughout the United States, and I'm so grateful that you tune into our broadcast. We have so many ministries that are just doing it, man, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and back again, 7 days a week from 6 in the morning all the way to midnight service, and you know, every hour on the hour. You know, someone is broadcasting the Word of God on the My King Service broadcasting network platform. And I just thank God for them. And, you know, each ministry have their own, you know, tenacity, their own vibrant activities. But they're part of the My King Service networks, which I'm grateful for. So we also have Canada. We're broadcasting in Canada online, and we have some participants in Canada that listen to us. On this map, I'm looking at Brazil. Amen. Thank God. Brazil always pops up, you know, very active. Argentina is here on this. Sometimes you have a listener, you know, basically it's the IP address, and somebody tunes in. We can see that somebody in that country, in that territory is listening. Amen. Have Sierra Leone, praise God. Yeah, Sierra Leone is listening in to us. And then we have Ghana, West Africa, also right next to Sierra Leone. Nigeria we have. This map shows Spain is listening in. Thank God for Spain, France. Thank you, France and UK, United Kingdom. You know, Ireland. Then we have Sweden. Amen, praise God. And we have the Netherlands, man, the Dutch, and the Germans, Germany is listening in. And Ukraine, amen, listening in. And also Romania, oh wow, we got Romania. And Bulgaria, wow, look at God, man. Woo, Russia, we got Russia listening in. Oh my goodness, the Kremlin. All right, then we have China. India, people from India is listening in. Thailand is there. Indonesia, Malaysia, amen. Australia, amen. Praise God. Indonesia, I already said. We have Korea, South Korea, and also Japan is chiming in. So many are listening in. Throughout the world and on different maps that I view. Right now I'm on one channel, you know, I can see this map, but then I can go to another channel where our ministries are at. And, you know, I see other countries that are popping up. Let me see if I can. I have time on that broadcast. Let me just see if I can close out this map. I don't think it will affect me. Let me see if I can go into another map and check it out. I usually, when I do the report, you know, I give every single country on the report and stuff, but this, when I'm just doing it just by looking at the map, I just can do what I'm looking at and what I see, and it doesn't show every single country. Each channel gives me a different view of what's going on in the world, and I'm really excited about that, you know, having access to men and women all over the world. Amen. That listens in. Faithful listeners too, man. It's not just, you know, just one time popping in, you know, but like all the time. Kenya is listening in here on that one. Kenya was listening in today. Amen. That's all for it. Go to another one. Kenya. Well, anyway, I'm not going to continue. I will have the whole list one day. Think about it, and then I'll be before you, and then I'll give you every name of every country. And there's so many. Like I said, it's over 100 countries in the world that listen to our radio broadcasting network by the house. The video side, I'm not on as frequently as I was in the past. I'm just very busy in the background. If I miss you guys, you know, thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Thank you for downloading every download and sending it forward. You know, really ministering to so many people. And, you know, thank God for you even asking me to write books, you know, get the books published and get it out there into the stores. And I just want to say kudos to Dr. Wilder. She got her book out there and should be getting a book deal. So congratulations. I'm just so humbled to be a part of that. You know, just rejoice in the success of men and women of God doing it, you know, doing it well. And great educator, great counselor. Amen. And also thank you all for helping me just to be about me. And definitely do ministry totally different than what once have been the norm. I don't do anything norm. Totally, you know, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and just doing God, you know, doing me, you know, and it just turns out, you know, I got a lot of people following me. And, you know, it's a humbling experience. Amen. I'm just totally grateful for all of you all. Love all of you. And like I said, I've already prayed over the blessings of God over your life and your family's life and your children's children. I just pray that you perfect peace and that you keep all your mind stayed on him. I just don't know, you know, for someone not to love upon God, you know, I don't understand, but they probably don't understand me either, you know, like she's always talking about God. I just love God, you know. I do, and it's proving himself. Just like this story we just talked about, a real-life story that literally happened, and science has even proven that this time in this time span of time, the timeline, there's an actual 23 hours, a full day completely missing from the timeline. And, It's a factual thing that happens, and there's books that is even written about that same day, all over in different languages, in different cultures. They've actually documented this. So when God does something, you know, there's a testimony always. There's a testimony, a true testimony. So that's why I don't understand why people don't want to serve God, you know, because he's really a great protector of his people. He just loves his children, you know,
every race, every creed, every culture, every color, from every sensation of life, every just every language, God loved you, you know, and he even died for you. He said, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, shall have everlasting life. Yeah, so it's a belief thing, you know. But he does, he wants man to come back to him. He wants, just as you are, you know, if you want to really, you know, get to know God, just ask of God, you know, God, I really would like to get to know you. You know, I mean, he'll hear you. It's like, really? I need to show you some stuff, you know. So I pray that you'll just, you know, just ask God to come into your life, come into your heart, come into your mind, come into your body, come into your soul, come into your spirit, and then seek a Bible-believing church going, ma and pa, if you don't have a big edifice to go to, someone that actually reads the Word of God out loud, and, you know, some that are teaching it, you know. They got so many things now, the online conference lines, but so many people, you know, performers, singers, you know, dancers, you know, with perfect dancing, you know, praising God. So if you look, you know, you'll find, you know, so seek out a Bible-believing church, join them, start gleaning from the people, the elders, and start to understand God. And even if that doesn't work, ask God. I did all this stuff and I still don't get it. God, show me your way, and he'll show you. He'll direct your path through the power of the Holy Ghost. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Amen. I'm going into another segment, so let me jump off of this line today. Again, thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Again, thank you for the download. I appreciate you. May the Lord bless you today. Enjoy your weekend and great time. Until we meet again, the Lord allows me to come and broadcast one more time on this side. Amen. Above ground. Amen. 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 All right. God bless you.